From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Jack Warner, one of the most powerful men in soccer, has been banned from all football-related activities for life, according to the Ethics Committee of the World Governing Body, FIFA, on Tuesday. Warner was one of 14 soccer officials and sports marketing executives who were indicted in the United States on May 27th on bribery, money laundering, and wire fraud charges involving more than $150 million in payments. In the latest twist in the corruption scandal, Swiss authorities said last week they were investigating FIFA president Sepp Blatter on suspicion of criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of funds. The FIFA Ethics Committee said Warner was investigated after an inquiry into the bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. There were fresh reports of clashes Tuesday in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. It's the first major city the Taliban has captured since being ousted from power in 2001. Security forces surrounded the city, began attempts to wrest control from the insurgents, whose offensive drew alarm and condemnation from Afghan and UN officials. A statement from Afghanistan's defense ministry said troops had retaken the police headquarters and the city prison, while NATO said the U.S. military carried out an airstrike in the area. Romania's parliament has begun to debate a vote of no confidence against the prime minister. It comes a week after he went on trial for corruption charges. Premier Victor Ponta is on trial on charges of tax evasion, money laundering, conflict of interest, and making false statements while working as a lawyer in 2007 and 2008. He denies any wrongdoing. VOA News. China ordered tens of thousands of boats back to shore and closed tourist attractions as a typhoon made landfall in the eastern province of Fujian early Tuesday after leaving two dead and hundreds injured in Taiwan. Fujian authorities told more than 30,000 fishing boats carrying around 160,000 people to return to shore as Typhoon Dujian approached on Monday, according to state media, citing the Flood Control Office. They made no mention of any casualties in mainland China. The Taiwanese government said Tuesday that two people were killed and 324 injured as Dujian swept across the island. Volkswagen announced plans Tuesday to refit up to 11 million vehicles and overhaul its namesake brand to move on from the scandal over its cheating on diesel emissions tests. The new chief executive, Matthias Müller, said the German carmaker would ask customers to have diesel vehicles that contained illegal software refitted. It's a move some analysts have said could cost more than $6.5 billion. Europe's biggest carmaker has admitted cheating in diesel emission tests in the United States, and Germany's transport minister says it has also manipulated them in Europe. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for gunning down an Italian aid worker in the diplomatic quarter of Bangladesh's capital. The information comes from the site intelligence group that monitors jihadist threats. The claim by the Sunni extremist group, however, cannot be independently verified. The country's home minister, Azaduzaman Khan, said, however, that authorities have found no evidence that the Islamic State was involved in the killing. Police said earlier there were no leads in tracing the three unidentified assailants who, riding on a single motorcycle, drove up alongside the Italian citizen Cesare Tavella and shot him Monday night. This is Azaduzaman Mia, the Dhaka Metropolitan Police Commissioner. He said it was at the western side of road number 90 in Gulshan 2 area, about 100 yards from the road. The Italian national, who used to work for a Netherlands-based NGO, was jogging there. Two unidentified people fired from him from behind and injured. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Helen Vanderbeek is a country director of the Bangladesh Interchurch Organization for Development Corporation, the organization that Tavella worked with.
We have contact with the police. The police is investigating the case. A case has been filed, and we now have to wait for the police to come up with their conclusions.
Meanwhile, the Italian foreign minister said Monday in New York that they're working to verify the Islamic State's claim. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.